Michelle, working in retail, the last year you guys have been all over the place. Everything has been in flux. There's a lot of changes. But what has your workplace been like in the last year? And is everyone working to keep each other positive?
Yeah, we live basically day to day because our rules are constantly changing. So we actually, our schedules are actually just weekly now because some weeks we've been opened, we keep our night shift open till 8. And then some weeks that's gone and we're back to 5 o'clock. The hours are constantly changing. The curbside is constantly changing. Sometimes the doors are open to customers, a limited amount. Sometimes it's the curbside only. It's been confusing for us, but and sometimes frustrating, but we all honestly, we have a good sense of humor now. And so we laugh a lot. And it's really how we get through our day. We've actually grown closer, I think, as a team at work, because we actually have to work together. Literally, we have to pick orders, go to everybody's department, learn about their department, help each other. It's basically, we've really grown a lot closer because of all this.
You deal with the public all day, whether they've been allowed to be in the store or curbside. You do have a family to go home to. So were there ever thoughts of not working until this was over?
Yeah, I actually do like to get out of the house. I actually feel very lucky to still have a job, to have a job to go to. I know a lot of people don't. And it actually gave me a better appreciation for work. So, yeah, I don't think about not going at all. I mean, we wear our masks. I'm very safe. We're all very clean, and you know, we sanitize all the time. I mean, it's a very clean environment. I just, yeah, you know what? Honestly, I enjoy going to work, and I have a better appreciation for work, knowing that, like my husband, you know, he's home. He has worked from home for many years, but you know, he doesn't even have customers he can visit, and I get to interact with people, which is really, really important for your overall mental health, actually. So, yeah.
This pandemic will eventually end. And when it does, what will your number one takeaway be from this time?
Oh, the lessons have going forward. Wow. Just like a total appreciation for regular life. And I've learned a lot. I've learned that people, you know, what's necessity to some people isn't necessarily to others, but I have learned that people really need, even though I work at a hardware store, it is considered essential, but even more essential is the fact that people need that. They need to decorate their homes. They need to paint. They need to, oh my goodness, the amount of gazebos and patio furniture we've sold is incredible. They just want to make their lives much more beautiful as best they can. They're trying to make their lives better in this hard time. And I've taken away how important that is, you know, like just beautifying your life, your own little home, your own environment. It's really important. It really is, you know, and when there's nothing left, you know, that, you know, there's that, right?
And what's the first thing you want to do when it's over?
What's the first thing I'm going to do?
Yep.
Oh boy. Oh, first thing I'm going to do absolutely is get together with my family because we have not done that at all. We've been so good and we've really followed the rules. And we're definitely going to, my family's very, very close. And we always got together for birthdays, for every occasion. And we will do that. We will have a big party with everybody and celebrate and just enjoy our family again. And I'm getting emotional because it's just, wow. Do I ever miss that, you know?
Michelle Biss runs the seasonal department at Alliston Home Hardware, including the garden center and the home decor section, an unsung hero.